Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I haven't said my piece yet about what's happening in France, the racial attacks, the mass murders going on. And it's just being kept quiet in our news. It's just some loving, friendly people tired of being downtrodden or striking back. And while it's all part of the New World Order plan, this will be used as propaganda now to attack the Middle East and Africa even more. And these poor Africans aren't going after who their real enemies are, as usual. That's why we're all still slaves, folks. We haven't figured out what's happening yet and gotten sophisticated enough. Dr. Doug Rocky, to talk about the DU Holocaust, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. I want to try to get through your calls right now, and I want to go through them quickly, so have your question or comment ready, because this is what Alan Combs, I guess, calls radio graffiti. I mean, just get your comments, your question out quick, and I'm moving on. Fred in Indiana. Fred, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'll make it quick. I just wondered, have you ever heard of the book called The Apprentice, written by Scooter Libby?
Yes, I've heard about his book. I have not read it.
Okay, let me read you one passage out of it. At the age of 10, Madame put the child in a cage with a bear, trained a couple of young girls so girls would be frigid as to not fall in love with their patron. They fed her through the bars and aroused the bear with a stick as it seemed to lose interest. I posted it on my site, righttothink.com, and I had one more question for you. I was watching the movie where you had gotten arrested for not taking the thumbprint. Did you ever go to trial with that? Did you win? Or
no, they just mysteriously, there was no record of my arrest. It just disappeared out of the computer because they knew I wanted a civil case.
Oh, well, okay. I was just wondering.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Fred. Let's talk to Sharon in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex. We heard something last night. You were talking about the voting and all this. Well, they found out last night, or what everybody else found out, that there's a court case coming that they found the evidence that the whole election was fraud. And they found the equipment in Daytona, and then they found it all over the country, and they brought an expert from Europe, and the administration's going bananas. And they've been trying to get the stuff from them.
Well, I mean, we were talking about a lot of that evidence with Beverly Harris last night, but what specifically are you talking about?
Well, I thought this, I was listening to WFLA last night, and something came on about this. And
well, I mean, we have caught companies engaging in fraud all over, but
actually found the evidence in Volusia County. And these little black boxes that were where your ballots went into, they said they were able to actually manipulate the votes, and they brought an expert from Europe.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah,
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Chris, you're on the air, sir. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Or ma'am, excuse me.
No, I'm a woman.
No, I know. I said Chris. Hello, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What I was calling about, Alex, is I'm noticing that so many of the big stores are pandering to the Hispanics. Now, I want to preface this with the fact that I was married to a Hispanic, a legal Hispanic, okay? And
we know you're evil and you must die. Go ahead.
And my children make my children half Hispanic. So, but what these stores are pandering to the Hispanics now. All of the aisles are going up, at Myers, for example, going up in Spanish and English.
Well, what they're pandering to is to another foreign language.
Right.
Because the government states in internal documents they do not want us to get along. This is to create two separate societies so we'll fight with each other so they can rule over us.
Right. Well, I did call the home office, and they have their whole, spiel. Well, we're equal opportunity. I said, well, wait a minute. My son-in-law's from Poland. How come there's nothing up there in Polish? Well, she couldn't answer me, of course. Well, you should call your congressman. What does my congressman have to do with the way you run your store? I mean, they're insane with even the answers they give you.
No, I know. You can have 5% of your... I mean, why is it? I believe Illinois even has bigger groups of minority Chinese than the Spanish. No, this is done by design to make it easy so that Hispanics will not assimilate, so we'll be at each other's throats. This is a plan. Great call. Anything else, Chris?
That people should call in and complain.
I hear you. No, it's, well, listen, they want to make it where English is a second language. It's already happening in many, many public schools. Look, English is bad. America's bad. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's 8 minutes into this hour. 1 hour, 8 minutes into worldwide transmission against tyranny. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong, ladies and gentlemen. We don't listen to the politicians' rhetoric. We study their actions. We go to the core of the facts. Coming up, I want to get back into what's really happening over in Paris and how serious this is and how this La Raza, La Reconquista group openly is saying our Raza's got to start our own race war. Ah, it's time to implement the plan of San Diego. And the liberal groups say, yes, kill me, kill me. Yes, I'm a white liberal. Kill me, kill me. I'm evil. I'm devil seed. Alex Jones, don't you talk bad about the plan of San Diego. These are downtrodden groups, so they want to kill every white male, 16 and older. It's wonderful what's happening in France. They're striking back against the evil. I was talking to somebody Sunday night who I know personally. He was talking like that. I tell you, let them. He wasn't going that far, but it was 1 inch away from, kill me, I'm devil, I'm bad, oh, kill me. All right, I'm sorry. We have Dr. Doug Rocky holding, and I'm going into some Python-esque humor. But, it's just too much, folks. Just stop saying you want to kill me. I don't want to kill you. And realize that Brzezina Brzezinski and other globalists have said they want us all at each other's throats. In Africa, the globalists will play black off against white, black tribe off against black tribe. In Ireland, it's Catholic against Protestant. With phony feminism, it's man against woman, woman against man, North against South. I'm sick of it. And, we're tribal. We're like this in our base nature. South Austiners don't like them North Austiners. We're better down here. It's, 78704. I mean, come on, folks. We're being manipulated. We got to stay in Iraq and keep using DU or them Arabs will win. Again, they use them as the enemy to get the globalists program through. But Dr. Doug Rocky literally wrote the book for the Pentagon on DU. Their own seven-hour training videos, such as deadly, poisonous, and radioactive, and has a particulate toxicity to it as well. The manuals that he helped write stated fact it's deadly. And way back in the 40s, after World War II, there was a plan, dirty bombs, dirty bullets, and it went into using these, using radioactive gas on people. And it's a toxic waste that they want to then create a market for, so they lobbied the Pentagon and the Congress to fund DU, and it's now been used in a whole bunch of countries. And to try to go over Dr. Doug Rocky's bio would literally take 20 minutes. I'm not about to try to do that, but Major Doug Rocky, now retired, was in charge of cleaning up American tanks hit by DU during Gulf War casualties and friendly fire. His work involved helping casualties and cleaning equipment contaminated with depleted uranium used in the war in tank-busting weapons. Now it's been expanded because of its high density. It's also used as battle armor on the tanks themselves. And the shell would hit the armored vehicle, the uranium would catch fire and split into burning fragments and then aerosolize into particles. About 70% of the round vaporized into dust as fine as talcum powder when we climbed into our vehicles after they'd been hit, no matter what time of day or night it was. You couldn't see 3 feet in front of you. You breathed in the dust, he said. The DU dust got blown far away by the wind and entered the soil and water. And, by the way, tons and tons and tons of it have been used. And to give us all of these numbers and the facts and what DU is Dr. Doug Rocky. Doctor, it's always great to have you on, and we're just honored, sir, that you took time out.
Thank you, Alex, and good afternoon, I guess.
You bet. Are you up in Illinois right now?
Yeah, I sure am.
Just in a nutshell, thumbnail sketch, tell us about Doug Rocky, what you did for the Pentagon, what you discovered, what happened to you and your team, and now how much DU's been used, and why people are still in denial saying it's nutritious and wonderful.
Well, been in the military since 1967. I'm on the retired list, so that's some 38 years. I've been through many, many things. Went through all. I was enlisted in an officer, held most of the ranks, and specialized in combat medicine, nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, medical operations, hazardous materials, emergency response, then obviously environmental and nuclear physics. So it's been the whole thing. During Gulf War One, the United States again decided to liberally use uranium munitions because it's so extremely effective in combat. It literally destroys and blows apart anything that it hits. I mean, it's the silver bullet, as it's called. And we got tasked after all this stuff happened, no plans had been in place, to figure out how to clean up all the friendly fire, treat all the casualties, and clean up the mess. And we took care of a handful of U.S. vehicles, 16 Abrams tanks and 15 Bradley fighting vehicles, buried a lot of stuff in the desert, kind of tried to do something about all the stuff in Kuwait and Iraq without success. Came back, did all the research for the Army as the director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project in 94 and 95, writing all the training materials, writing all the U.S. Army regulations that are in place and that are thoroughly ignored. And for years and years and years, I've just been trying to finish my job as a senior Army officer without any success and make sure that our veterans have the education and training necessary when they go to combat, that they have equipment that's functional and safe for themselves to use, and that they get medical care when they're trashed.
Well, specifically, can you talk about the history of DU when they first started talking about using it, and then when it was first used in combat, and then what you discovered when you were there in Iraq, basically overseeing the DU program and writing reports back to the Pentagon? Can you give us kind of an overview on that as well?
Well, DU munitions and everything were first started development by the Germans during World War II. And then the United States picked it all up in the 60s very successfully and through into the 70s. Again, DU is the primary byproduct of the uranium enrichment process that's conducted to make nuclear weapons and reactor fuel. So for every 100 pounds of stuff that solid uranium that goes into the enrichment process, over 99 pounds is pure waste. 99% is pure waste. And that stuff is what is then processed into uranium munitions and DU-crete, that's concrete with DU and ballast and shielding and all kinds of things. The U.S. Department of Energy has to get rid of 99% of their waste. You know, again, 99 pounds or every 100 pounds it goes in is pure waste. So they got to get rid of it.
Now, by ballast, this is even in a lot of the commercial airplanes now.
Well, it's in all the commercial aircraft, and we've had horrible fires and crashes and everything else where the air crash investigators have all been exposed and become sick and from uranium exposures as a result of the fires and the ballast on there. You'll find it in forklift trucks. You'll find it all over the place. I think we've even ran it into Navy cooking pots, and I haven't verified it yet, but I've been told that individuals have checked it out. It's even in golf clubs. But, hey, you know, whatever. Anyhow, what we found out is that on an impact with uranium munitions that you create such a fine dust and oxide plus all the shrapnel all over and the contamination is so great that as adopted and absolutely a mandated action by in the U.S. military today, you have to wear full respiratory and skin protection within a 150-foot radius of any single incident until it's thoroughly cleaned up. We also know, and again, this is directives in the U.S. Army, that everybody's exposed must receive prompt and effective medical care. That's not only happening to the U.S. military personnel, it's not happening to any of our coalition forces, and it's absolutely not happening to the enemy, which is supposed to happen.
Well, let's specifically, before we get into that, Doctor, talk about where it's been used. It's been used in Serbia,
yeah,
and in Kosovo. It's been used in Afghanistan and in Gulf War I and Gulf War II and what? 10 proving grounds in the U.S.
Well, the first primary use is when the United States gave it to Israel during the 73 Arab-Israeli War. And
they've used it too. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got all the documentation, the photographs. We've got the medical analysis on that. We've got the reports. And that original 74 report helped find the Foreign Foundation for the work that I did as director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project. So it's been used extensively.
Let's be specific. We used, three times conservatively, and that's still ongoing. And now it's not just in the Sabo rounds and the Abrams in the darts, but now it's also in the Vulcan guns, in the A-10s, in the Bradley fighting vehicles, in their cannon. And I've read that the Warrior fighting vehicles are also using it. Any other places, Doctor, it's being used?
Yeah, we have it in the cruise missiles and the bunker busters, the manufacturing plant at in Oklahoma, at McAllister, Oklahoma. They were making it for the bunker busters, and they got so sick from exposures during the making, they had to shut down the line down and get medical care.
And all of this is covered up. You know, this is the incredible thing. You wrote the book on it. We know it's deadly, but I get emails, and last time you were on about a year ago, we got a threatening call after saying I'm a big fat liar, and this stuff doesn't have radiation. And I hear the neocons on the radio saying it isn't bad. Can you physically explain to us what it does, what it is, and why the Army manual says it's deadly?
Well, first off, in 1992, because it was so dangerous in the reports and everything we had prepared with the government, in December of 1992, the Assistant Secretary of the Army, Walker, issued an order to the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute staff, and, you know, obviously they brought me in immediately, saying that we should figure out ways to reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions so it could be effectively always used in combat. And they wouldn't have to worry about the health and environmental effects. Well, you know, the final report in 1995 said you can't reduce the toxicity. So it's that simple. Uranium munitions are extremely effective in combat. And as a consequence, when they were used during Gulf War I, I received a memorandum through the command chain, the general officers, all the way up to the top dog, after Schwarzkopf, Chief of Staff had assigned me personally to clean up this mess. It's very interesting, you know, I'm a scientist from the university, and they reached out, a reservist, and said, do it. Okay, we'll do it. But I got a memorandum called the famed, or now infamous, Los Alamos Memorandum, and it was a direct order to line all our reports to sustain the use of uranium munitions through service proponency and avoid all the health and environmental effects, acknowledging the adverse health and environmental effects. Uranium munitions are solid rods of uranium, or in the case of the bunker busters, the shell is uranium and is full of high explosives. In the case of the ATEM and the PDEM, these are landmine submunitions that are full of high explosives with a uranium shell.
Tell you what, stay there, Doctor. We've got a break. We'll come right back, and I specifically want to talk about it because there's many different types of uranium, folks. When we talk about depleted uranium, it's just not the particular isotope that is used in the rods or in nuclear weapons development, but it is uranium, enriched uranium, ladies and gentlemen.
continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Dr. Doug Rocky, the head of the Pentagon's DU program. They sent him over there to look at the situation, and by the way, Dr. Rocky's been really ill. A lot of his team have died. He's had somebody shoot a bullet through his window. He's been run off the road. He's been threatened many times. And the scum out there that wants to think that DU is so good and wonderful, why don't you just go get some and start eating it on your Wheaties if you think it's so good?
Dr. Rocky, you were continuing with what DU really does. I mean, it's not just that it's radioactive at a low level. It's that it also has, what, a heavy metal effect, and the particulates are so small, they're also devastating, aren't they, on the lung tissue?
Absolutely. The uranium round on impact, you have to understand it's solid uranium. The tank fires a solid round, where each individual round fired by an Abrams tank is over 10 pounds of solid uranium. And that uranium is consists of the uranium isotopes, uranium-238 primarily, uranium isotope-234, the uranium isotope-235, the uranium isotope-236, plutonium, neptunium, and americium. One of the things they keep saying is this stuff, the radioactivity is real low. Well, the procedures and mandate, what we did when we did the measurements, first off, the United States Department of the Army, Department of Defense, mandates a maximum exposure level for exposure to uranium contamination of no greater than 200 counts per
yes,
minute.
Yes, to be specific, in the aggregate, when it's in your body, it is massively radioactive.
Oh, it's absolutely devastating because the alpha particles and everything literally tear up the cells, and that's what happens to the lungs over a period of time.
So it'd kind of be like if I was right in your face, but only punching you from about 2 inches, but just over and over and over again.
Yeah, continuously. It's horrible. And what happens is you got multiple parts. The radiological component, the maximum alpha contamination exposure that you can have for exposure to DU, either internally or, and it's actually externally, okay, is 200 counts per minute. No matter what we did when we did the testing and the measurements, we never got below thousands and thousands of counts per minute, up to a million counts per minute. And all this stuff is a very complex mixture of all these isotopes as far as the alpha emissions.
So it has some of the other non-purified types of uranium in it. So it's not just purely this specific isotope. It's a cocktail, is what you're saying.
It's a total cocktail, a mess of all these isotopes, and they're nasty. And then on the beta-gamma emissions, okay, now these are an external emission that will cause external damage in contrast to the inside, but inside the body they also tear up the body. The maximum permissible dose rate for exposure with DU munitions is 0.05 millirems per hour, okay, 0.05. We never saw anything less than 300 to 400 millirems per hour, never saw it. And so we know when we cleaned the stuff up and blew everything up that we could absolutely never achieve the maximum limits. We could never even get close to down to the maximum limits for permissible exposure for dose rates, radiological dose rates, exposure to DU contamination.
Will you put that in layman terms for an ignoramus like myself?
In other words, you're getting zapped big time, continuously, real hot all the time, and it's like you said, you're getting hit over and over and over again, and that damage may not be so much at a time, but the damage over a while is just you've been punching the nose 1,000 times, your nose ain't going to make it.
Absolutely.
So the cells are absolutely torn up. So with the you have the radiological component. That causes horrible damage in the lungs and to the cells. You have the chemical toxicity. I mean, this is like eating tremendous amount of lead paint dust. There ain't nobody in the United States or in the world today that would drink lead paint dust and mix it into a cocktail. And that's what this is, although it's far worse. And then you have the particulate irritation. The particulates are so small that even though we wore respiratory protection issued by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Department of Energy, the stuff went right through it. There is no gas mask to protect the masses and keep this stuff out.
Well, Dr. Rocky, I have been interviewing you for the last 4 or 5 years. I have interviewed many other doctors and scientists on this subject. They all agree. I have the Army's manual. You have nothing but an impeccable record. You have been grievously hurt by this. What do you want to say to the scum that I hear on the radio that calls you and others lying traitors?
Well, let's put it this way. The guy in charge of radiation safety for the Pentagon stated point blank that, first off, Dr. Rocky was not the director of the depleted uranium project. In fact, no such project existed. The secretary, all the way up to the secretary, the guys in the office of the secretary, we're talking about number 4 and number 5 in the United States government today with the Department of Defense, point blank say we didn't do the research and we didn't conduct it, and we did it. They totally disregard what's happening. What I'd like them to do is, first off, to provide medical care to all the thousands of people that have been exposed. That's U.S. sons and daughters, everybody across the world that have been exposed, all civilians, whether in Concord, Massachusetts, Vieques, Puerto Rico, or over here in Indiana. And I want them to stop using depleted uranium munitions because they're flat illegal.
Well, please stay there. But I don't know, this administration or the Clinton administration lying? I mean, so they make fake dossiers, so they lie, so they plant stuff on people. We should believe them now. You're bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Dr. Rocky during the break, and wait until you hear him recount what we just discussed, because I've got the same phone calls, by the way. Many of them. Obviously not as many as he's gotten. But before we go back to Dr. Doug Rocky and tell you about some of the websites where you can read the amazing reports he's put out. By the way, the guy's never made a video or written a book, though I think he should. To tell his story, he's also lost his job over this. So I wish there was somebody to support Dr. Rocky. I mean, he'll always come on when we call and ask him to come on, and you know, he's not even pitching anything. But I am, folks. I'm pushing freedom, and we need to get the truth out to people and educate them. And my new film, Martial Law, is out, and it is a three-hour miniseries. It covers the latest police state developments, what really happened on 9/11, who was behind that, and who the globalists are, what their driving ideology and philosophy is. It is such an important film, and I've got discounts going right now. For when you get multiple copies of my films, they're as low as $5.95 apiece. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have deals where, well, I'm looking at the different deals. Right here I have the three classic Police State Alex Jones documentaries, and you save $32 when you get that package. I've got the DVD Blowout, normally $71.85, now $45.95. Give them as Christmas gifts and birthday presents. They're professionally produced. They wake folks up. The 911 book special, normally $31.85, right now $19.95, and you save $12. And I've just got a bunch of other specials. I've got the T-shirt special. where they're normally $19.95, $9.95, folks. I just want to get the information out to the American people. Go to InfoWars.com, get the documentaries, get the books, get the videos, get the T-shirts. They all get the word out. We're going to lose our country. We're losing our basic freedoms. A government that will let the troops breathe DU will do 1,000 other bad things. They do not care about us. It's like our government in the 1950s paid the equivalent of $50 billion to Israel to radiate 110,000 of their children. And they, by the way, over here they do it to retarded children, which is bad enough. Over there they did it to healthy, blue-collar Sephardic Jews. I mean, that's our government. Oh, they wouldn't do this to us, but they'd do that. It's Haaretz. Just type in the ringworm children, because they tell them, oh, we're going for a ringworm checkup. We're going for a dental checkup just to see what radiation would do. I mean, this is the crowd we're talking about. We need to get these videos and get them out to folks. Get my films, make copies of them, give them as gifts. It's having a big effect. Keep it up. And if you have the videos and you were impressed with them, but you didn't make copies of them, you didn't get them out to people, please do that. That's just as important as getting videos from me. If you already have them, please make copies. You can go to InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all of my films online right now. Or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase of the videos and books makes this broadcast possible. Please don't forget that. And your support is needed, and we are always very, very thankful here at the GCN Radio Network and here at the Alex Jones Show. Going back to Dr. Doug Rocky. Dr. Rocky, I've heard you on just squadrons of shows over the years, probably 30, 40 shows over the years, including my broadcast probably 8 or 9 of those times. And I've never heard you put out any information of where people can support you. And you've never asked for this. He just gives and gives and gives and gives. But you did get blackballed in the industry for doing what you did. And I was challenging you to write a book during the break. And, of course, you've had a lot of health problems. A lot of your team have died. But tell us about some of the websites where folks can read some of your writings. And is there any way we can support you?
Well, the only support I need is for everybody to speak up and call Congress and the Senate and the President of the United States and hold them accountable for their actions. That's what I need. That's the support we need. That's what we need done. The best website that has probably a lot of information is www.traprockpeace.org. And that's the Quakers. I don't have anything to do with the website other than they put information and work I do and other work that other people do. But it's the Quakers teaching, getting information out to everybody. Incredible group of people up in Deerfield, Massachusetts. And they, again, you know, basically are trying to get everything done with absolutely no funds whatsoever. The key to everything we're having here, and we have the fundamental, the United States Department of Defense, the British Ministry of Defense, the Canadians, the Australians, deliberately and willfully use solid uranium munitions, contaminate air, water, and soil, which, as the U.S. Army's only common task training manual says, it will make food and water unusable for eternity, and that we cannot change the toxicity of it as specified in the reports from the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute.
Oh, yes, Doctor. Why don't you tell folks the half-life of these isotopes?
Well, the half-life of DU munitions and everything else basically is 4.5 billion years, the age of the Earth. And you need at least 10 half-lives to even consider it safe. But you got to remember, that's only the radiological toxicity portion. We've got chemical and particulate toxicity, too. So this stuff, you can't use it. The United States can't take tons and tons, thousands and thousands of tons of its own radioactive waste, where it can't take even 1 pound, dispose of it in anybody's back here in the United States, and take thousands and thousands of tons and throw it across the world and in the other nations and spread it across Vieques, Puerto Rico, Concord, Massachusetts, over here in Jefferson Proving Grounds in Indiana, in all these other locations and walk away and refuse to provide medical care that is mandated by their own laws and regulations.
Well, they've done it over and over again with other substances, and the black men in Tuskegee and the syphilis and the Agent Orange. I mean, there's a thousand.
Yeah, they did Project, you know, Project Shad, where the deliberate use of chemical and biological munitions, which is ongoing against U.S. citizens, whether it was in the New York subways or it was out in Utah or wherever it was.
That's right. I want to talk to you about the mindset, sir. Exactly. The mindset of radiating 110,000 Jewish children and killing them. The mindset of killing New York subway commuters. This is declassified public. This is not debatable. What is the mindset of the nutcases running things that they do this, doctor?
I wish I could answer that. They just don't care about the health and health and the environment. And I mean, when you look at this stuff, anybody that would do this and literally go to war and destroy a nation without any justification, contaminate air, water, and soil, and cause all these horrible health effects, contaminate God's or Allah's or whatever religion you're in, air, water, and soil, and the earth forever, is flat wrong. You know, it's a whole thing. And what I came to realize after 38 years in the military and counting, okay, 38 years associated with the military and counting, that's a long time, that when you go to war and go to battle, the people planning these battles and wars and implementing this don't care about what the health and the environmental effects are, either immediate or long term.
But, sir, we have good people who are so invested in this image of this government being good and not being hijacked by a bunch of psychopaths that when I was out at Crawford, I was just trying to interview them, and I walked up to these strapping, you know, 30-year-old guys, and I'm like, hey, what do you think of the war? We love it. We just got back. And I'm like, and you're probably some commie. Bleep and get away from me. And I said, why? He goes, we saw you talking to Sheehan. I go, well, I'm interviewing people, but I'll be frank with you. I do agree with, you know, being against the war. Oh, see, you're a liberal. And I go, no, I'm pro-Second Amendment, pro-border. I think Bush is a liberal, if you want to use that term. He's like, ah, and I go, aren't you worried about DU, sir, and the troops getting sick? And he goes, you need to shut the bleep up. And I have this all on video.
It's incredible. The brainwashing of the military personnel. And you have to understand, I was involved in this for many, many years, and I had to make a choice. And you have to understand, I'm still an Army, you know, I'm a retired military officer, a long time retired, where I was enlisted. I was a non-commissioned officer and a commissioned officer. You know, if there's anybody that needs going to defend our country and up against a viable threat, baby, you're going to find me up in the front line so fast make your head spin. And even though I'm definitely a senior citizen today, I'm going to be up there.
But let me just add this caveat, because I know I told you during the break, but the listeners don't know. This guy said, I cleaned up the DU, and it's not bad for me. And I said, they didn't have you wear protective gear? And he goes, no, it's not bad. When the manual says it's deadly, and then you had a comment during the break to that, doctor.
Yeah, well, the manual requires complete thorough respiratory and skin protection when they're doing the work. And what's happened over the years, and it happened yesterday, it happens every single day. All of a sudden, they get sick, and then I get a phone call, and they said, hey, all of a sudden, hey, we did the work with the DU, now we got cancer, now we got respiratory, we got rashes, we got all these other problems, we were exposed to all this stuff, now we got to prove it happened. Now all of a sudden we want to understand what happened. I mean, this doesn't happen. Saturday morning, I was with a team member of mine from Gulf War One who did the work with me, okay? His son-in-law has been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan multiple times, and he was too when he finally came back. He's got a grandchild that already died from birth defects, and he's now got another grandchild that's in horrible condition with birth defects from all of this nonsense, not just DU, but the whole toxic mess. And while we're sitting there, they get a phone call from their daughter, and their daughter's best friend's husband had just died from cancer, came back, got out of the military, got exposed, and died of cancer, totally abandoned by the United States Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. If anybody thinks that they're going to provide you medical care when you serve in the military, you're dreaming. If anybody thinks they have the resources to do it, they're dreaming. The Secretary of the VA had to go back to the Senate and the Congress a couple months ago and ask for almost $2 billion more dollars because the casualty count coming out of Gulf War II in Afghanistan alone has exceeded 103,000. They had planned for 23,000. They're exceeding 103,000. And they're sick and
dying. Well, I want to add something here. This isn't Dr. Doug Rocky. This is the federal government's own numbers. A tripling in Gulf War I of the national average of birth defects. Now, that's real, folks. And I read some of the scientific reports on it, but you're a scientist. You're a doctor. What does it do to the sperm, sir?
Well, what we found in the friendly fire casualties reported by the actual test done by Dr. Melissa McDermott at the VA in Baltimore and John Hopkins, she found the uranium there. So you've got the uranium in the sperm, and you have to understand, as alpha, beta, and gamma emitter x-rays, it absolutely terrorizes the RNA and DNA, and as a consequence, you got all these horrible birth defects. The birth defects are not only in the Iraqi and the Afghan and all the other populations wherever it's been used up there around Concord, Massachusetts, where our nation was born on the 18th of April in 1775, but Beacon all over the place, in our own guys. We have individuals confirmed exposures in Gulf War II, came back, conceived children, and the children were born with horrible birth defects.
But, doctor, I go back to it. There's good old boys driving along right now, and they're saying we're liars because George Bush told them it was good, and they believe him. I mean, their own Army manual says it's deadly, and they're still in denial. How will we do this to our troops and call this supporting our troops to turn our backs on them?
Well, you know, Georgie Bush is just a wonderful individual. You have to understand. I got fed up with the Clinton administration, so I worked on George Bush's staff to help him get elected during the first election. But then what was totally astonishing here, and this just came out, is Georgie Bush stated for the record, okay, in just the last day, that we, the United States, does not conduct torture. But if you go on the AP wire service, you got the story on George Bush saying, we do not conduct torture. And the next story you got is the U.S. military personnel being court-martialed for torturing supposed prisoners of war.
Well, also,
astonishing.
But, I mean, here's his spin. Gonzalez, as chief counsel, now head law enforcement attorney general, said it's not torture because we're changing the name. And even if we torture someone to death and didn't mean to kill them, it's not torture. So now killing people isn't torture.
Yeah, it's all flat wrong. I mean, you've got absolutely confirmed cases in court martials and
but convictions. What's wrong with the elite? I mean, their kids are going to breathe this DU. I mean, hundreds of thousands of tons of it have been used all over the world. It's blowing all over the place. I mean, what's the equivalent use of all DU that's been used above ground? It like calculates out to, what is it, 40,000 atomic bombs or something?
I don't know. I mean, you got to remember, an atomic bomb, you have a very small amount of actual solid uranium and radioactive materials that's in fission to create a bomb. But in a DU, an individual tank round from an Abrams tank is over 10 pounds of solid uranium contaminated with all this other stuff. Then the A-10 Warthog aircraft fires around where it's 3/4 of a pound at 4,000 rounds per minute. That's a ton and a half per minute. And then you got the 25 millimeters, a half a pound per minute. Then you got the ATEM and the PM. You got the cluster bombs. You know, it's incredible. We go over there to Iraq and Afghanistan and Balkans and bomb them into submission and blow them apart and contaminate them to give them freedom.
And by the way, all their numbers show massive increases, the exact same graph, tripling in birth defects.
Oh, it's far more than that. It's incredible, incredible rates. But, see, you can't do this. I mean, you know, this was a senior military officer and combat medic and NBC instructor and all of this stuff over the years and Vietnam dropping bombs and blowing things apart out of 52s. You know, you come to the realization that after a while, the weapon systems that we use in war cause incredible health and environmental effects, not just killing the enemy, but long-term effects on combatants and non-combatants. And when we destroy the nation's infrastructure and release all these toxic industrial chemicals, you can't recover from it. And what you do after a while, and you have to make a realization, and I had to come to this realization, you have to understand, if I need to defend my country, baby, I'm going to do it. Okay, in a heartbeat, no two ways about it.
No, but you've got to realize that going along with these psychopaths is not that.
And that has nothing to do with it. But when you contaminate your water and soil, refuse to clean up the environment, refuse to provide medical care.
That's a military attack on America.
Yeah, and then you tell the military personnel that they don't need to comply with their own requirements and regulations. When General Ronald Peake, this last Surgeon General for the U.S. Army, issued an order back in April of 2004 mandating medical care for all DU exposures. And I issued the original one in 1991, has been issued so darn many times. But then when you go to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and their official reports, Gulf War Review Volume 13, Number 1, official report, and they say, well, we've only tested 270 people for DU exposure in 15 years. I mean, that was only a fraction of my staff.
Well, doctor, I had you on a few years ago, and we had caller after caller when we did take calls who you know, their son came home, was healthy, and then was in diapers a month later and was dead another month later. I mean, this is excruciating deaths here, and it's just totally insane. But, I mean, bottom line, what is the disconnect in the elite that are running things? I mean, they're hurting themselves.
I wish I could understand that, because this is not Republican or Democrat or liberal. This is right or wrong. This is looking at what the actual effects are of war and combat and what happens when we go to war based on thorough and total lies. I mean, you know, you've got to understand, if you have a viable threat, you have to defend. But when you don't have any viable threat, you can't justify the actions. And then when you contaminate air, water, and soil, refuse to clean it up as absolutely required by U.S. law and U.S. Army regulations and orders. Refuse to provide medical care to everybody affected as mandated by U.S. Army regulations, U.S. Army and Department of Defense orders, and U.S. laws. That's flat wrong.
Well, here's an analogy of it. Imagine if Al-Qaeda carried out one little dirty bomb and contaminated a few square blocks. It'd be national news. We'd have to end all our freedoms, total police state. You know, we've been told this. It's going to happen, dirty bomb. But this DU being used all over the U.S. and all over the world, isn't it the equivalent of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dirty bombs?
Well, it's absolutely America's dirty bomb, and all that was recommended and everything back in 1943 to General Leslie Groves. So we've been following through it forever and ever. But you got to understand, Al-Qaeda's never been involved. They're just the boogeyman right now to scare everybody.
No, I understand that. I was being sarcastic, saying that, you know, when they want something to be a threat that isn't a threat, they'll hype it up. Meanwhile, they're dirty bombing the planet, including us.
Absolutely.
Stay there, Dr. Rocky. We got to come back and hear from you on any other solutions, how we get this changed, how we educate people. And we'll jam in some phone calls as well. We're talking to Dr. Doug Rocky, a great American patriot. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Is it a litmus test whether somebody's totally brain dead or not? Because, I mean, I've looked into it. You know I research things. And I read the reports back from the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s, the 70s, and for decades and decades, our government wouldn't use it. And then I was unaware of the Israeli situation using it in the mid-70s. I just learned something today, but I knew that they were really concerned about it. And it was like an emergency last-ditch tool to repulse a Russian invasion if we were already probably going to go nuclear in the 1970s and 80s. And then they just started using it everywhere. And so what if it kills us? Oh, let's dance around. And here's really the big problem. And Dr. Rocky's going to stay a few minutes with us into the next hour so we can talk to Cliff and Alex and others, Radkin and others that are patiently holding and want to talk to Dr. Rocky. You know, the problem is this goes right to the heart of just the psychopathic nature of the people that are running things. And by the way, we carry a great video, Beyond Treason, that Dr. Doug Rocky is in. And it's an excellent video, and it's available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. DU is just one of many things they've used, but it's the worst. It's the biggest, the most widespread. Beyond Treason goes through the whole history of chemical, biological, radiological testing on our own population. I mean, they'll take little kids and kill them, folks. That's who's running things. And we've got to remember that. Dr. Rocky, I mean, to think about how cold-blooded you've got to be in some cases with Project Shad, they take a young Army officer, low-level, and say, we're going to give you a few days off and a commendation if you'll let us test a flu bug on you. They put him in a chamber and spray sarin on him, and he dies 5 minutes later. They dissect the body and never even tell the family what he died of. I mean, that's one of the tens of thousands of experiments in Project Shad that, as you said, is still ongoing. I mean, how do you just take some smiley young 25-year-old junior officer and nerve gas him with pleasure?
Well, you know, the U.S. military today, and this is a story that's on the AP today, okay, the recruiting is totally bottomed out in the U.S. military. And I'm going to make this loud and clear. If anybody's considering enlisting in the military, you better think twice, because you don't get the medical care, you don't get the equipment you need, you don't get the training and education you need. And after you're trashed and become sick and ill, they're going to abandon you and let you die. If your family's in the military, they're not going to provide the medical care that's necessary to sustain your family. It's not going to happen. But today on the AP, this is a story, again, on recruiting, quote, to achieve last month's recruiting targets, 12% of those accepted by the Army had the lowest acceptable results. They scored between 16 and 30 points out of 99 points on an aptitude scale that quizzes potential soldiers on general science, mathematics, and word knowledge.
That's retarded.
Retarded. That ain't even at moron level. I mean, this is, you know, moron level is 70, okay? You know, IQ of 70?
Yes.
Whoa. I mean, this is so low. And so you ask the question of how these guys could go out there and do this stuff without even questioning it. There's your answer.
Wait, I haven't seen this new AP article. I've got to get it. How low did they score on the aptitude?
The ASVAB score test, according to the report that's just gone out, is 12% of those enlisted last month scored between 16 and 30 points out of possible 900.
What? A person can't even tie their shoelaces.
No, and it was really astonishing because as I'm reading the story here and I'm looking at it, they're dealing with this stuff, and what even got farther, I got into the story, and they're talking, you know, quoting the colonels and everybody that are talking about this. And this is Lieutenant Colonel Mike Jones, Deputy Director of Recruiting.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear what Mike Jones had to say. This colonel, when we get back with Dr. Doug Rocky, two more segments with him. I promise he'll tell you about this, and we'll go right to your calls. Third hour coming up, and then I'll get into what their master plan is after our guest leaves us. Third hour coming up. Please stay with us. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.